The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Everybody can be a little bit more intentional in their work, take a little bit more pride in the detail and the focus that goes into it, the preparation that goes into it throughout the week. So when come game time on Sunday, it's execution, because we've seen it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I feel like that's where we can grow and get better. First and foremost, it starts on Wednesday.
Yeah. When you watch the film back, are there times where it looks like the effort could be better too?
I feel like everybody out there playing hard. I ain't about to sit here and say nobody is piss poor effort or anything like that. It's NFL caliber guys on the other side of the ball as well. So you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But just come down to having pride in your work. That's what I feel.
What an interesting answer, because he added some things that were not asked.
Well, I think once he hit you with the that's when you knew. And he was holding back, and he's like, let me redirect this question and answer in the way that I feel like will be okay.
More interestingly, it was a fairly open-ended, generalized question about effort, and he said, I'm not saying anybody out there has piss-poor effort.
Which means he definitely right. was thinking about someone who had it. Because that wasn't
the question. Nobody specific, like, you gave us the modifier there, yes. DeAndre. Very interesting stuff, I think.
Man, just Sunday, man. Sunday. We get answers on Sunday.
We got answers on Sunday this past Sunday.
But now we have changes.
Remember that time we were like, oh, this is a get right game. It's going to be great. Right.
No. Yeah, I said it's a get wrong game.
Also, who picked the under? Who told you to take the under?
Hey, you knew where I was.
I am taking my victory lap.
I told y'all, take that under.
That was a historically bad under. Only two unders in the entire league were 40 points last week.
But asking for answers may result in you getting them. It doesn't mean you're going to like them.
Look. You know what? So there's two types of people, right? There's a type of person who breaks up with someone or gets broken up with, and they're like, well, what went wrong? And they don't really want the answer. They can't. And people won't tell you because they don't think you can handle the truth.
If you can handle the truth, you shouldn't be in a relationship with that person anyway.
But no. But the truth about why someone doesn't want to continue on with you, that can be so damaging, hurtful, and people are like, I don't want to hurt you. You're already hurting them by breaking up with them. Let's be clear. At least if you give them the truth, it will give them something to reflect on and maybe to work on in the future. And also, sometimes two people just don't mix. Mm-hmm. But I always tell people, like, tell me the truth. I will take it. I will see who's telling it to me. Do I care about your opinion? And I will do some self-evaluating.
Liars everywhere.
What? Not me.
No, I'm saying when it comes to people who are so conflict avoidant that they avoid telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand that.
There are coaches like that, too.
There's bosses. There's coworkers.
Can't be coaches
like everything.
That. You won't win if you coach like that.
Well, that's why we sort of dug down with TJ Edwards on what's happening in practice. And what is going on out there. So that's why we're trying to evaluate what DeAndre Swift just said, too. So let's do the same here with Jalen Johnson when he was with Spiegel and Holmes yesterday talking about practice habits and work ethic.
I mean, everybody has their I would say, combination of sticking to what has gotten them to a certain point and then also kind of adjusting, figuring out what it is that we need to do. And I think even for the players, we need to vocalize more also too. It's like, okay, well, coach, I need more help with X, Y, Z or whatever it is. Each position group, each person kind of has their own thing that they feel like, hey, I need to do this better. And quite honestly speaking, there's some things that you can do and some things that you're not going to be able to do throughout the duration of a practice. So, I mean, I feel like to a certain point, it's up to the coaches. And then to another point, it's up to that player to get those certain reps or get certain things or see certain looks that they want to get to be able to help them get over that hump to give them the best chance to execute on Sunday.
So are there people on this team that you know, some people work harder than others? It's just human nature, right?
Yeah, so, it's not really even a question.
Yeah, it's just what happens. So how can you change that? What do you do to possibly change that if you can do anything as a player in that regard?
What can I do to possibly change that? Honestly, I've been fighting myself with this question for a long time because I've thought about it. I've been asked the question. And I think, honestly, for me, part of me says that there's nothing you can do. And a part of me says that there's something that you can do, because I'm going to use your office, for example. I'm going to use you and Lauren. So if you're used to getting extra or staying after your designated hours and you go over and you see how you can do something better and you work at it and you start getting results, and then Lauren sees you and he still just kind of lollygags, laughs, hey, all right, I'm gonna see you later, and then he leaves. And it's like, you do that for a long time and you see somebody see you getting work, and it's like at some point you kind of, hey, whatever, you want to work out? Yeah. And then some guys will leave, or he'll ask you, hey, what is it that you do? And you'll tell him, and then he doesn't do it. So it's like, at a certain point, it's like you kind of think in your head, like, maybe he just don't give a damn how I give a damn. And it's like, at the end of the day, that's okay. But how can you can't necessarily change somebody's want to or hunger to do something, to be uncomfortable. I mean, there's times where he can be, oh, well, I got to pick my daughter from school. It's like, yeah, you got to pick a daughter from school. But sometimes, man, you got to ask somebody else to pick your daughter from school so you can get this dang work, so our radio show can be the best that it can be. But I feel like it's oftentimes, there's always a rhyme or reason or something better to do. And those opportunities are being taken. And then it's, oh, well, we all want to win. No, we all don't want to win at the same level. Like, we all don't want to grow this radio show at the same level, because clearly there's not a level of application that has been going on. So, I mean, it's, you can tell somebody to do it. I mean, like they say, you take the horse to the well, but you can't make him drink. At the end of the day, we got to have a lot of guys that are thirsty. And I feel like there's definitely an area of improvement for everybody, players, coaches, I mean, everybody involved, is a level of hunger and thirst to be able to truly get the job done.
Dang, so Lawrence isn't even thirsty?
Well, look, right, I think I do think the metaphor started to thin out. I think the more he was talking, the more we were losing the need for a metaphor in that. It's like, well, let's just say, theoretically some people might, I don't know, like whatever the equivalent of, I don't know, weightlifting would be.
No. Right? But you know what?
Who's taking his kid to school?
I have no issue.
Who is it?
Well, if you're an NFL player, you can hire someone to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
Yes, but I also don't hate on men for wanting to be in the pickup line. I think it's sweet.
Okay, but
sorry.
Listen,
but yeah, is it? What's the cost here?
Yeah, if the lady CEO is doing her thing and she can't go do like what? It's the work life balance, right? It's also greatness and your legacy. And do you want me to still get paid on my next contract? I could think of somebody who they gave money to in the secondary that people said didn't earn his money after he got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a thing, right? So I completely understand and agree with everything Jalen Johnson said in that clip.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The problem is we're going to ask, okay, well, who is he talking about? But it started off with an example of how teams work. So to me, I thought that he was still talking about the nature of people being on a team, not necessarily an individual on the Bears. Maybe I'm being Pollyanna.
Oh, no. I think that's exactly what he was talking about. I think he was
Dan is nodding yes. I'm being Pollyanna.
No. You're not being Pollyanna. Here's why. Because what he said applies to everything. There's five of us here right now working on this show right now, right?
And
we come to work prepared and we do our job. But if somebody was slacking, I think the other four people would be like, hey, I don't know. You might have something going on and that's cool. But hey, just this is slipping.
Which is what I think Spiggs was trying to illustrate.
But I think Jalen Johnson gave, that's why I loved his answer, because he's right. He could tell you, oh, well, this is what I do for my routine. And first of all, different things work for different people. Different routines work for different people. I don't have time to get the 12 hours of sleep that LeBron does.
I want that so badly.
I want
myself.
That in my life, but I'm not there. I don't have the $1.5 million for bodily upkeep, which is why I've been on crutches / in a boot / with special shoes on since I started working on this show. So I think you have to take all those contextually into consideration. But at the end of the day, how bad do you want it? Because it doesn't look like you want it like me.
Well, you know what the biggest example of it is to me? It's not in football. It's baseball. Like, nobody is going to argue with Frank Thomas, Hall of Famer's body of work over so many seasons, right? And Frank will tell you he works out, and Frank will say the work that he put in. But Frank is also somebody who would simplify what he was seeing. And it's like, yeah, Frank, because you're one of the best players to have ever walked the earth.
Natural talent.
you have elite talent and you're one of the best ever.
Ichiro, Tony Gwynn.
And how many times have we seen other guys who aren't as good of hitters spend hours in the box? You know, famously, there was that example of Darnell Mooney a few years ago, just working constantly after the game with the jugs machine.
Seems to be working this fine in
jugs
Atlanta.
Machine. The difference is baseball.
But nobody's trusting him with a game-winning catch. You know what I'm saying? Got to know your personnel.
You can't see baseball often played harder like you can in basketball, in hockey, in soccer, and in football. And these all 22s don't lie. And when Tim Jenkins talks about a wide receiver either giving his all on a route on the backside of a play or the front side of a play, or everybody going as hard as they can on scramble drill, that's my worry, that when we start talking about this stuff, when it starts to seep onto the tape, which it is with the Bears.
Right.
It is there.
It's there.
I saw Tyreek Stevenson show me a move in the last game where he got a little turned around, and my podcast partner next to me at the bar said, "Who'd that remind you of?" I said, "What?" He goes, "Watch it again." He goes, "Tell me that's not late stage Eddie Jackson right there."
Mm.
He goes, "That was the old Eddie Jackson spin away from the play instead of toward the play."
Well, and Mully brought this up, and it stands to be repeated. What do we see Jalen Johnson do on Hard Knocks? Work with Rome Odunze on his footwork on a specific route. You know, Jalen Johnson's he's reaping the rewards of what he's doing when it comes to the work he's putting in. But I'll also say this. When it comes to the route running specifically, how much do the coaches talk about during the week not wanting to give any single detail away because it could be an indicator for the other team? You think they're not looking to see how you run a certain route on a certain play out of a certain formation to know what direction that play is going in? Give me a break. That's all they do during the game.
Tipping your routes like you tip your pitches.
Absolutely. Happens all the time.
Linebackers are so keyed in on that stuff.
Not to mention that you can tell sometimes the body language of a receiver on breaking the huddle if he is if he has a reasonable expectation of getting the ball as opposed to a receiver who doesn't have a reasonable expectation of getting the ball. Talk to defenders all the time about that. There are some who can read a huddle break
Right.
And they don't even need to see the formation to know where the ball's likely to go.
Interpret greatness. Think about Ed Reed and how he would study an opponent's tendencies to then mimic them, to then fake you out. Like, that's the level of competition that is the best ever, right?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.